From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the past few days, the Olympic torch has created a worldwide spectacle. Protesters lunging at the torch and tussling with police in Istanbul, London, and Paris. Last month's riots in Tibet and now these protests have become China's worst public relations crisis since the Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, the Chinese government is caught between the need to look tough at home and conciliatory abroad.
China's state television is often heavily censored, but it hasn't flinched from showing scenes of chaos on the Champs-Élysées and Whitehall over the past couple of days of the torch relay. Many Beijing residents say they feel insulted and outraged. The Olympics are supposed to be about world peace and athletic spirit, says software engineer Han Xiao. I think people who cause these disruptions are detestable. As an ordinary citizen, I can only express my anger at this situation, says salesman Long Zhicai. But I can't participate in any direct action because the government would prevent it. Journalist Li Datong says that the anti-China protests just reinforce the Chinese government's well-worn historical narrative that Western imperialists have always tried to keep China down.
Their narrative says that the Chinese people have suffered persecution for the past century, and it's only now that China has become a global player capable of holding this great event. There's a sense of national pride.
Amid the controversy, nationalistic Chinese internet users have blamed Western media for distorting facts about the unrest in Tibet. Today, Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Jiang Yu rejected suggestions that the government was stirring up nationalist sentiment among Chinese.
I don't think the government could instigate this, nor does it need to. This is a spontaneous response. Western media have aroused internet users' righteous anger.
Facing challenges to its authority from Tibet and abroad, Beijing is loath to appear weak or make any concessions. Human rights campaigner John Kam has encouraged Chinese officials to improve their public image abroad by making a goodwill gesture. But he says that Chinese officials seem more preoccupied with their image at home. He says their position is this.
We recognize international public opinion has turned sour, if that's the right way. One official actually referred to it as a crisis in international public opinion. However, opinion among Chinese people towards China, the Chinese government, and Chinese citizens and ethnic Chinese abroad has never been better.
Some observers think that Beijing could still salvage the situation in the 4 months before the Games, and that sports will prevail over politics. Shortly after the violence in Tibet, the Los Angeles-based polling firm Kelton Research asked 1,000 Americans what they thought about the Olympics and politics. Gareth Schweitzer is a partner with the firm.
When you ask Americans that question, 90% of people come back and tell you they agree with the statement that the Olympics and politics should be kept separate, and 70% agree with that statement strongly.
The poll found 21% support among respondents for a boycott of the Beijing Olympics. The International Olympic Committee says it may consider cutting the torch relay short in response to the protests. China says it will carry the relay through to the end. It says it's working closely with U.S. officials to ensure that the torch makes it safely through San Francisco tomorrow. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.